and Ephesians 3:20. Along that line, we're talking about the throne of grace. I'm getting so much insight and so many invitations from God for the church to get closer and deeper into the area of grace. Grace means favor. Grace means it already fixed. And we'll walk away from the law. No longer in a law aim of trying to get something to happen or trying to win a case. The case is already won. All right, so now, through you who come to pray, I would have to you, God, would have to use you as a channel to get through revelation to those who are not prayed up. You're always going to have some who are not prayed up. They don't recognize, like you do, the importance of prayer. So there in Hebrews 4:16, you say, well, let us therefore come boldly. Where? To the throne of grace. To the throne of grace to find what? Find what? Grace and mercy, or mercy and grace?
Grace.
All right, I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. Mercy is grace muscle. So you're going to be developing a new muscle this morning in the spirit. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Mercy is the spiritual muscle of spiritual things. All right? And the more you exercise, the stronger you get. Okay? That's where we want to go this morning. Who running prayer this morning? All right, I'm going to turn it over to you in a few minutes. You can take Hebrews 4:16 and Ephesians 3:20. Then open your supernatural prayers up on them. So, but I want those there because there's some things that I'm going to say this morning that will say it to me that naturally you're not going to be able to hear it. You heard that?
Yes, sir.
Naturally you won't be able to understand it. But if you catch a hold of it, look at Ephesians 3:20 now. That's now unto him?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Now unto him? That is able to do what? Last part. Grace has to be included in that. You have to have an understanding of grace. Now, when I say understanding of grace, I heard the Holy Spirit say wisdom of grace. Grace, wisdom. Person who functions in grace, wisdom, is a powerful being. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all. Those are some strong words.
Yes,
that we ask, and then he goes on to say, and you're thinking right.
Yes, sir.
And things that happen through your thinking. Father, we thank you this morning, together with the saints, a remnant who recognize intimacy, recognize how important it is to talk to you about every move we make. We thank you for the Lord Jesus. We thank you for the grace benefits that you've given us through the cross. And we know they all got to come out now. We're dealing with different cultures. We're dealing with different people. The church seemed like somewhat she gone wild on the inside. But there's a remnant. And we come here this morning as we pray along the line of the supernatural, that those portals be open, that we be pioneer, pathfinders, and pace setters. Let a fresh anointing be upon this service. You told me you have baptized Darrow with grace. And so grace is all over this place. And we thank you this morning that we will experience your presence and and the things that you want us to know.
Yes, sir.
So get us in harmony. In the spirit, as my daughter lead prayer this morning, get us in harmony that we act opatiliskunta, that we operate as one man.
Yes, sir.
We thank you for your presence. We sense your presence.
Thank you.
Ah!
Thank you.
Thank you. Ah! We pray for those who are coming, those who really love you, Lord, that they get deeper people online from around the world. We're getting letters from different countries inviting us, Nigeria, Africa. They want us to come and minister to ministers. Oh, God. Tell us where to go, where not to go. We got so much to do here. Shara-ra-ba-ba-ra-da. Take it, daughter. Take it. Find your seat. She's going. Go back to Hebrews 4:16. I want to give you a praying channel. You see how smart that girl is? She let the spirit flow. She ain't went to her routine. I want y'all to learn how to be sensitive to the spirit. Two things you need to underline in that text. Obtain mercy. Obtain enough spiritual muscles to handle the grace. You cannot handle grace by senses or intellect or computer. It has to be a spiritual muscle, and that's spiritual muscle. You're not going to find it in a book. That's spiritual muscle. It's mercy. Once you get that spiritual muscle in place, then when you find grace, you'll know how to yield to it and know how to handle it. Right in that one verse. See, they say obtain grace, right? But what do you say about mercy? Obtain what? And what about grace? Find grace. So you got to be built up enough in the spirit to handle grace when grace starts flowing. Grace is the highest spiritual altitude you can reach. Grace is synonymous with God. Are you following me? So when God says, anyway, you see grace as God himself. So what do you say about grace in that voice? Find grace, and find God in every situation. What God say about it, not what your feelings say about it, not what your neighbors say about it, what God say about it. Now listen. We're not just in Darrow. We're around the world. Like I said, I'm getting letters now from pastors. Change have changed ministry. Apostolically, the ministry have changed. And we're teaching on this grace, and we're teaching on meditation. So I need you to flow and grab those verses. Grab Hebrews 4:16 and Ephesians 3:20, because Hebrews 4:16 is going to take you to Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly above. That's a grace statement. It's something that already has been done. Shatalalababaratakai. Move around, whatever way you want to do, grab a hold of it. Ha ta ta la la ba sha ta. Find your place in grace. Word that's going to increase your prayer right now. Either write it down and circle it or type it out and circle it. Yield. The Holy Spirit said yield. And the more you yield, the more he can reveal. All right, so As you pray, as you're praying, you recognize that you're yielding to His will, His plan, His purpose. What do you want done here today? What do you want done in my, what do you want to do in my heart? What do you want to do in my body? What do you want to do in my family? What do you want to do in my life today? I'm yielding. So write it down. Now you got to write it down or type it out on your phone, whatever way you're doing it. Make sure you got it. When the Spirit gives you instruction, you got to follow those instructions. And so yield. So you're praying right now and you're yielding. And some of y'all ain't been there at all. Some of y'all rotate and you get to moving. Get to moving. I feel something going to happen. Come on, son. Sha-la-la-ba-sa-ta-ta-ta. Write this down 3 times. Holy Spirit, I'm yielding to the grace of God. Write that down 3 times. We're going to get in your prayer. Holy Spirit, I'm yielding to the grace of God. I ain't yielding to no problem. I ain't yielding to no situation. I ain't yielding to no years. I'm yielding to the grace of God. Holy Spirit, and while you're praying, say it to Him. I'm yielding to the grace of God. Shatararoba. Down. You ready? Breathe on me, Holy Ghost. Write it down and pray it. Breathe the breath of grace on me, Holy Ghost. Ooh, my goodness. Breathe the breath of grace on me right now. Let it flood this place. Flood down road. Flood Highway 22. Kasa kashata. Flood every car that turn in. Kasatata. Kuturu. Flood every family. Flood every home. Flood every church. Hasukotata. Kurota ta 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 ta. Ta ta suko shata. Rabasa ta ta ta. Kurabasa ta ta. Ata ta 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 rokosha. All right, write this down. As I pray this morning, all limits are taken off of my life. That's what grace does. All limits. Anything you've been limited in and seem like you can't get on the other side, this morning, is taken off. See, when I pray, I listen to the Spirit and He tell me certain things. And I heard Him say it, all limits is taken off. Because grace has no limit. Y'all ain't rejoicing enough. I know you're trying to get it down. All limits. So you now call to live a no limited life. Shatara Koshat. Go ahead and pray. Let's finish praying. But the limit is not broken. The limits are removed. Write that down now, because this is spiritual territory here. You start seeing something happen in your life. So what's going on here? Well, you're in the atmosphere of that type of happening. The limit is not broken. It's removed. That means he can't come back. Not the same one anyway. You'll try something else. But as you school yourself in this one, you'll be able to handle that one. Somebody lift their hand and start praying. I'm going to get my answer today. Tell somebody. No, I'm not talking about talking to midair. I'm talking about looking at somebody in the eye and tell them, I'm going to get my answer today. Joshua, you ain't told nobody nothing. Get up and tell somebody. Now, this word is for a businessman. But you better catch a hold of it. The door is open. It's for a business man. I know exactly who it's for. The door is open. But he said, everybody else can go through that door. You here, aren't you?
Yes.
Whatever, the door open. Whatever door seemed like it was closed, even if it means healing, the door is open. Step on in. Hallelujah. 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 We can go home now, but the other folks are wondering where they going. They wave at them and say, who's going? Hallelujah. We've had church already. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. The door is open and I'm going through it.
The door is open and I'm going through it.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Shout out.